Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Medaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, continuing with our analysis of the first Mishnah in Perek Dalad, which distinguishes between Dine Mamonot and Dine Nefashot. And we are still in the middle of the discussion of Dine Mamonot, which can be completed. The next distinction, which is Dine Mamonot, are completed on that day, and Dine Nefashot need to be completed on the next day. So first of all, how do we know that Dine Mamonot should be completed? That Dine Nefashot should have an overnight waiting period. And then at the beginning of Yeshayahu, he bemoans the fact that Yerushalayim used to be filled with Mishpat, Tzedek Yalinba, meaning proper judgment would sleep there, meaning there was an overnight thinking, and now they are murderers. Rav Amar Mihacha, in the same Nevoah, Ashru Chamotz. What does Ashru Chamotz mean? Ishru Dayan Shemachamet Zedino. Confirm and support the Dayan who puts off the final judgment, meaning he thinks about it. So now what does each Amora do with the other Pasuk? What does Rava do with Melayatim Mishpat? Any Tanit, where they do not immediately see to the needs of Tzedakah at the end of the Tanit, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. It's as if they murdered, Shneamar Melayatim Mishpat, Tzedek Yalim Bavatam Meratzchim. And this is the Tzedek. If it's Yalin, now they see not Tzedek Yalin Ba as the ideal, as is seen by Ruchanina, but rather as the bad thing, which is equal to Meratzchim. That's as far as giving up bread and dates of all the zuze chiti usari leidan bade. But if they take their time to think about how to apportion money or wheat or in other words essential staple products but not finished products that are edible, then that's okay. Okay, then the Mishnah then goes on to say the fichach ein danin din nefashot can't be done on erev Shabbat or erev Yom Tov because of course you have to wait till the next day. So my time, let's think about why. Mishum delo efshar. There's no other way to do it. Meaning, hey chilavi, what would we possibly do? Lidan ibamali shabta, you want to judge him on Friday? Uligmer lidin ibamali shabta and finish on Friday. Till machazutam lechova. Maybe somebody will argue lechova. And then you have to sleep on it overnight to see if perhaps he'll rethink his position. Lidan ibamali shabta, uligmer bishabta. So you consider maybe you should have the judgment on Friday. Think about it and do gemar din on Shabbat. And kill him on Shabbat, execute on Shabbat. So, in Betzicha Dochat HaShabbat. There's a side point here, which is that one of the shvuting, as it's commonly called, one of the shvuyot of Shabbat is Ein Danin, it's the Mishnah and Beitza. Tosa points out, in this case, we might not be concerned with that because that's all about writing. It should not be an issue with the Gemar Din. As we saw earlier, that's an issue during the Masao Matan. But here's a larger issue. If you have the din on Erev Shabbat and then execute on Shabbat, we don't execute on Shabbat. So now, v'liktali la'orta, so why don't we execute on Saturday night? So the answer is negat HaShemesh Ba'ayin. We already saw in the previous podcast, you need it to be during the day. V'ligmer l'dine b'shabta, so have the judgment on Friday, the gemar din on Shabbat, v'liktali l'chad b'shabta, and then have the execution on Shabbos, on Sunday. So the answer is nimtzata me'anet dino. Then you are delaying his execution. And there is an isur of inui hadin. Once there's a Gemar Din, you have to kill him immediately. So Nidani Mali Shabta, so why don't we try this? Do the judgment on Friday, V'nigmari B'chad B'Shabta, and then have the Gemar Din on Sunday, take Shabbos off. The answer is Minshu Tamayhu, that the Danyanim will forget what their reasoning was on Friday by the time it comes to Sunday. So Alpha Gav D'Shei Sofer Danyanim Amdim Lifem B'chotvin Tvem Zakim D'Divrei HaMachayvin. But nonetheless, you have this Sofrim writing down what the reasons are. He says, Nehid V'puma Katvin. You're right, you write down what they said. Liba de inshi inshi. It's a little play on words. A person's heart, he forgets. Meaning, they might write down the formal reason, but the entire line of reasoning was in his heart. That he'll forget by Sunday. All right, hilkach lo efshar. So there's no solution whatsoever. Of course, this entire piece is premised on the notion that we do not execute on Shabbat. So Amar le Resh Lakish lo Rabbi Yochanan. He said, Utehei kfurat meit toch mitzvah. As Rashi points out, this is an independent discussion that's going to loop around what we call a backdoor sugya, loop around to our issue. Shlokesh asked Rabbi Yochanan, Utehei kfurat meit mitzvah docha Shabbat, nikal v'chomer. He suggests that bearing a meit mitzvah, meaning the meit that you found has no covering, should be docha Shabbat. You should do it on Shabbat. Nikal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma avodah shedocha Shabbat. After all, avodah to korbanot is docha Shabbat. We do shechita and burning of the korbanot, etc. on Shabbat. So kvurat meit mitzvah doche otah. And after all, kvurat meit mitzvah is doche avodah, as we'll see in a second. Mi vela achoto, the famous drasha that we saw in Pesachim, we saw in Nazir, we saw in Megillah. Kenitanya laviv ulimo leachiv ulachoto matam adawar. Why does the Torah say that a Nazir is not mitameh for his father, for his mother, etc.? Each one of those is for a ribui, for a mute. Laviv enu mitameh mitameh hu lemeh mitzvah, etc. Tam lo haresha yaholech lishchot of tizchov lamulot b'no. Let's say somebody was on his way to bring his korban Pesach. And Meshamashemet Lomet, and he heard that one of the seven relatives died. Yachol Yitameh, I might think he should be Mitameh, Amarta lo Yitameh. So we say, no, you're not allowed to. Yachol Keshem Shena Mitameh Lachoto Kachin Mitameh Lomet Mitzvah, I might think that this even applies to Lomet Mitzvah. He's walking on the road, he sees a dead body there. Tamalom of Lachoto. Lachoto Hudena Mitameh Vatameh Lomet Mitzvah. But he is Mitameh for Lomet Mitzvah, so therefore we see that Mitzvah is Dochel Vodah. So Shabbat shenidchet mnei avodah. Watch this. If Shabbat is pushed off from the avodah, and odin shteik furam made kvurat mei mitzvah docha otah. Think about the hierarchy. Kvurat mei mitzvah is docha avodah, and avodah is docha Shabbat. So kvurat mei mitzvah should be docha Shabbat. Amar lei, Rabbi Yochanan's answer was, and that's why this is here. Ritzicha tochiach. Ritzicha here meaning execution. Shedocha et avodah ve'ina docha et Shabbat. Meaning, if a kohen is involved in avodah, he's chayav mita, we interrupt his avodah, as we'll see in a minute, and pull him away in order to execute. And nonetheless, ritzicha is not docha Shabbat, which is the whole premise that we're working on here. We don't execute on Shabbat. Now, ritzicha gufa tidocha et Shabbat. So now, let's turn things inside out and say, maybe indeed you should execute on Shabbat mikal v'chomer, from the same kal v'chomer that we've just built. Ma avodash dochata Shabbat ritzicha dochata. After all, avodah is docha Shabbat. Ritzicha is docha avodah. We pull a kohen away. Shneimar meim mizbechit tikachenu lamut. We take him away from my mizbeach. The simple pshat in the pasuk is that if somebody holds on to the mizbeach, we nonetheless remove him. If he's a murderer, we remove him and we execute him. He can't gain sanctuary. But the drasha is that if there is a kohen involved in the avodah, we take him away from the mizbeach in order to execute it. So now, Shabbat shenidchet mnei avodah, if Shabbat is pushed off because of avodah, in odin shtei ritzicha docha otah, let's get the hierarchy again. Ritzicha is docha avodah. Avodah is docha Shabbat, so ritzicha should be docha Shabbat. So Amar Rava kvar paska Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. We already have this piece laid out by Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. It's a very famous piece, Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. Lo tvaru eish, at the beginning of Parshat Vayakel, it says you cannot burn any fire. Why does it have to say that about Shabbat? What do you mean? Either Rabbi Yossi the Lav Yatzat, or Rabbi Natan the Chalek Yatzat. We have a very famous machlokut, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Natan. Why Eish? Why Havara was explicitly mentioned, even though it's included in all 39 malachot? And if machlokut the Chalek o Lav, Kedetanya Havara lo Lav Yatzat, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says it was mentioned explicitly to make a Lav that you're not Chayav Mitah for. Meaning to say that just like if you only do Eish, you're Chayav Mitah, you don't have to do all 39. Similarly, with any of the 39, you only have to do them individually, in any one of them. In other words, Lotvar Eish, we already know why it's mentioned explicitly. The problem that Tana Rebbe Shmuel had was, why does it say B'chol Moshevot Teichem? After all, Shabbat is something that isn't land-based. It's something that's about the person. As we know from the Mishnah in Kiddushin, anything that's a chovat haguf applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So then why does the Torah say, b'chol moshvot teichem? B'chol moshvot teichem normally implies it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So take a look at the sugya at the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, you'll see how moshvot is applied. The answer is Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tamid Achad. So one student mentioned his name, Lefishin Amar, Kiyavi Ish Chait Mavet Vehumat. When a person is supposed to die, he should be killed. Shomea Ani Bein Bechol Bein Shabbat. I might think that that applies even on Shabbat. Ramani Mekayem Chalemot Jumat. And why does the Torah say that if you violate Shabbos, you're killed? Maybe that applies to anything but mitat beitin, just like it doesn't apply to avodat beit hamikdash. Maybe it even applies to mitat beitin. And when do I say that I execute b'chol? In other words, the Torah says execute. The Torah says b'chalal Shabbat is a violation. So what happens when it's time to execute on Shabbat? Which pushes out which out of the way? That's why the Torah says, Havarat Eish is one of the vehicles for one of the mitot betin sreifa. Ulaman hu omer, as we'll see later in the Masechet, Ulaman hu omer, v'yo'ilachem l'chukat mishpat l'dorotechem b'chol moshvotechem. What's that referring to? That's referring to setting up the Arei Miklat. Ma moshvot hamur lahlan beitin, just like the moshavot there, are not the settlements, but rather beitin. Af moshavot hamur kan beitin, similarly here. V'yamar achmona lo tabar uresh b'chol moshvotechem. In other words, the Torah comes and says, you may not burn any fire in your beitin, basically. So that's how we know that Ritzicha is not Doches Shabbat, and that's what crumples all of Rish Lakish's attempt. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. So Amar Abaye, he then turns around and says, Hashtudah Amart Ein Ritzicha Dochat HaShabbat, Ein Ritzicha Dochat HaVodah Mikal B'Chomer. If it's true that you don't execute on Shabbat, then it should also be that you don't pull a coin away from the Avodah to kill him, Mikal B'Chomer. And here we go. Uma Shabbat Shinin Chet B'Mei HaVodah. After all, Avodah trumps Shabbat. Ein mitzicha docha ota, but you don't kill on Shabbat. Avodah shi docha ta Shabbat, avodah which is docha Shabbat, and odin shlo te mitzicha docha ota, in other words, avodah seems to rank higher than Shabbat, and if Shabbat ranks higher than mitzicha, certainly you don't pull a coin away from the avodah to execute it. Alahadichti mimiz bechit, what do I say about that? Hahula korban yachid. That's talking about if the kohen is officiating in a korban yachid. Because after all, you can't bring a korban yachid on Shabbat. So okay, so fine. We'll say Mi'im is Bechi is referring to somebody bringing a korban yachid, and then you pull him away. But if a kohen is, let's say, involved in the korban tamid, you don't pull him away. So I'm a Rava. So lo te ritzicha docha korban yachid mikal v'chomer. Now I'm gonna take it one step further and say that ritzicha should not even be docha korban yachid, meaning that if a kohen is involved in bringing a korban yachid, I still will not pull him away, as the follows. Ma yom tov shenin chemnei korban yachid. After all, I bring a korban yachid on yantif. We'll see that's machloket, like all at Riyah. Ein ritzicha docha ota. And nonetheless, the ritzicha is not doche. Korban on yantif, korban yachid shudoche. Yom tov en odin shalote ritzicha doche ota. After all, if korban yachid is doche yantif, then certainly Ritzicha is not going to trump the Korban Yachid. So the Hanechal Amandamar in the Dorm Dorm Korban Yontif. If you say that when you made a neder to bring a Korban, you don't bring it on Yontif, then it'll work fine because it's not true. Korban Yachid is not Doche Yontif. Mandamar in the Dorm Dorm Korban Yontif. But according to the opinion that says that we do bring a Korban Yachid on Yontif, Ma'ikal Neymar, how are you going to answer Rava? And we're going to end up with a case where you really should execute, you should even not pull a Kohen away from any Korban, in order to execute him. I could prove it to either opinion. If you say, even according to the one who says that they are brought in Yontif, why? Because then the Pasuk won't have any foothold, it won't have any application. Even according to the opinion, it says that you don't bring Korban Yachid on Yontif, meaning Mizbechi Hamiyuchadli. That means you even pull him away from my mizbeach, meaning my zavach, which is the korban tamid. And nonetheless, you still pull him away from there. So Rava basically argues against the kal v'chomer by saying there's just no way to have this kal v'chomer sustained, because if you do so, the pasuk me'im mizbechit kachen olamut won't have any application, or at least any proper application. And therefore, he says that this kal v'chomer does not work. And that's the point at which we'll pause, and in the next podcast we'll pick up, and this will be the last podcast on this Mishnah. We will take a look at the issue of where the deliberations begin, from the Gadol, from the Tzad, etc., in Dina Mamona versus Dina Nefashot, as we conclude our analysis of the first Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.